Nomine Patri, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. The first reading today, we hear about Moses bringing the people of Israel out to the foot of Mount Sinai. And there, God had asked them to come, and the people refused. They didn't want to come close. Now, of course, Moses told them, you can't touch the mountain, nobody can come that close, but God wants you right up here. They had heard the trumpet sound, they had heard the earthquakes, they had seen the things that had happened. And then they said to Moses, you talk to God and you tell us what he said. We do not want to hear the voice of God. How tragic is that? We do not want to hear the voice of God. Now, obviously, we can all see how pathetic that is. And we'll all be very quick to say, well, thankfully, I would not ever do anything like that. Until it comes to God saying, it's time for you to give this up. It's time for you to quit sinning, or it's time for you to do, well, no, I don't want to hear the voice of God. We don't actually say we don't want to hear the voice of God. We just do exactly what the Israelites do, and we stay as far away as we can. Because that's exactly what it said. Even though Moses tried to say, no, you don't have to be afraid, just come. And it said they stayed a long ways away. That's what we do. It's a very, very common problem, in fact. Maybe it is that God wants us to face some painful thing from our past, to heal something. Maybe he wants us to give something up, to detach from something. Maybe it's that he wants us to address some area of sin in our lives. And you can usually watch the pattern in your own life to be able to see when you're doing exactly what the Israelites did. Not saying directly, I don't want to hear the voice of God, but as we've all been taught, actions speak louder than words. So we don't have to say it, we just act on it. So it's things like watching small areas of sin or sometimes the bigger areas of sin in our lives. Giving in to all kinds of points of intemperance. So if I hear from somebody that they're saying, well, I don't know what's wrong with me, I'm just watching lots of TV, or I'm spending lots of time with my computer, or I'm going shopping and buying all kinds of stuff I don't need, or I'm eating way more than I normally do, or drinking more, or I'm going gambling, or I'm, you know, whatever, you name it, fill in the blank, whatever the pattern is in your life. And my question is always to them when they say that, what are you running from? They'll look at me like I'm nuts, and I'll say, well, here's the deal. You see the pattern that's here, that usually is an indication that you're running away from something. God is asking you to do something, and you're running from it. The soul knows long before it ever dawns on the brain that there's something going on. The soul knows what God is going after. The brain doesn't yet know. Sometimes we have no clue until we see all of those effects. We see ourselves doing all these foolish things and wonder why. Well, after you see the pattern a few times, you know. It's like, every time I do this, it's because I'm running away from something. I don't know what it is, but then you have to go to prayer. And you have to ask the Lord to show you. And as I've mentioned to you many times before, you have to really want to see it, which most of us don't. We wouldn't be running away from it if we really wanted to see it. And so it's not until you really, really, really want to see it that the Lord will show it to you. So usually what we'll do is we'll go to prayer and say, okay, all right, show me what it is. It's like, okay, let's get back out of left field and get back into the game over here, and let's try it again. And then we have to keep coming back at it. And each time, maybe it gets a little bit more insistent. Probably starts at like maybe 30, 40%, maybe. But then, little by little, we can get up to 60 and 70 and 80 and 90%. Finally, we're making ourselves so miserable by running away that we actually will finally say, show me what it is. I can't keep doing this to myself. I'm destroying myself. What is it? Just show me. And then we really want to know. Then he can show us. But in the meantime, you recognize the humanness. Exactly the pattern that we see in these Israelite people. And we, of course, looking at it objectively, would say, what's wrong with these people? God draws them close and they don't want to come near. God wants to speak and they say, we don't want to hear the voice of God. And then we look at our own lives and say, sounds familiar, doesn't it? Guilty as charged. And so we have to see that in ourselves to be able to understand the same pattern is there. And it comes to that point that our Lord made in the gospel. It's not what goes into a person that makes them unclean, but what comes out. So what is it that we've got in our hearts? Because that's what he said. It's what's in the heart. What's in the heart? Maybe it's a lot of fear, which is why we don't want to face whatever this is. Maybe it's pain. Maybe it's just an attachment. We're holding on to this thing and we don't want to let it go. Whatever it is, pride, selfishness, you name it, there can be all kinds of things that are there. Those are all the things that are causing us problems. That's what the Lord is showing us. So we want to purify the heart, and that's exactly what God is trying to do. That's why he's drawing us to himself. That's why he's doing all of these things. He wants our hearts purified, wants all this junk to be cleaned out. And if you're like most people, you have a warehouse full of junk in your heart. It'd be nice if it was a thing or two. If you were 2 years old, maybe you've got a thing or two. But the rest of us, oh my goodness, we've got truckloads of junk. And so it's a matter of having to do this over and over and over again, a little pallet at a time, sometimes just one thing at a time, whatever. The Lord wants to get it out. And we have to be willing to cooperate. We have to want it out. And so do we really want that light to shine within us? Remember our Lord talked about that. He said, no one lights a light and then puts it under a basket, but sets it up where it's going to give light. If we've got a bunch of junk in our heart, the light's not shining there. We got to get that stuff out so the light can shine into our hearts. That's what God wants. And so if that's the case, we need to hear his voice. His voice that speaks in silence. The voice that says, get rid of this thing. Stop doing this. Change this. Forgive this person. Work on this pain. Work on this hurt. Whatever it is. And then we have to listen. To quit running away. To come to him. Because as Moses said, we do not have to be afraid. God is not going to hurt you. God does not want you to be hurt. The hurt is already there. He wants to heal it. But in order to heal it, we have to face it. We have to deal with it. And that's what most of us are afraid of. So come to the Lord. Don't stay away and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to listen to his voice, because it's a voice of charity. It's a very gentle voice, the soft, silent whisper that Elijah heard on the mountain, speaking in the depths of our hearts, calling us to that deeper conversion, to that deeper purity of heart, so that what comes out of our hearts is going to be pure love. That's what he wants for each one of us. That's the fruit of the purification that he's asking of us. So if we will stop running away, turn back, face whatever it is, we can be healed, we can be set free, we can be purified to do the will of God.